We have one of the finalists who are taking some proud photos of their boards, their swatch boards, and I've just captured them to try and get a little bit of a sense of what this competition's about and why they've entered. And I'm really excited because you're finalists. So tell me who you are and a bit about the project.
My name is Eric Chancellor, and this is Jordan Lloyd. Our project is mainly about self-provided housing. It's sort of a different approach to sort of the standard sustainable development model, whereas we're offering land to private families to build their own homes, to have that gain that knowledge and skill sets based on open source construction methods. Are using the Architecture 00's WikiHouse concept, you can download bits and pieces and assemble your own home within Google SketchUp, send it back to them, and their program will then make files that are ready to be CNC cut for, and then flat packed back to you, like almost like an IKEA furniture, but it's a home instead.
Wow, so that's all been incorporated into this project that you've done here. How much of it is the multi-comfort house concept, and how much have you contributed to the top of that?
This is the interesting thing. I mean, the thing about self-provided housing really is about, because you're changing the parameters in which development actually happens, you're rewriting the rules of development, then the gains that you make from self-provision, so you're cutting out essentially the cost of the contractor, you're cutting out all those additional costs, and you're going from essentially value that's generated as a financial asset to one that's for use value, so your families and stuff. And the really good thing about that is that you'll be able to actually all the savings you make by self-provision, you'll be able to then spec into like higher quality specifications. So things like better insulation, better air tightness, you know, just quality of materials, that kind of thing. And it's really the big difference between sort of generating a commodity that's just there for a financial return and actually for use value. So it's much more of a long-term approach. Mm. And, you know, actually what the really good thing about applying sort of existing technologies to Architecture 00's WikiHouse is actually what we've done is actually made something that was actually up to spec and exceeded some of the specifications required by the competition, and in fact BREEAM as well. So
yeah, due to the prefabricated nature of the construction, the precision of the craft and the assembly is so tight that it's very simple to have sort of an airtight building and very little heat loss throughout the lifespan of the building.
But what's really interesting about that as well is that, you know, this technology is actually geared to lower the skill threshold to do it. The nature of self-provision is that you are really supposed to have some sort of engagement with doing it, either yourself or you get one of the community to actually engage in this thing. But all the technology is essentially being designed so ordinary people can do it, and they don't have to go to the additional cost of hiring out an expensive skilled contractor to do it. So it's really trying to reverse the whole development system on its head, really. And
so how important is it for Iceva to be running projects like this, sort of real life scenarios that you can apply your studies to?
You first.
You can edit spin out, right?
I think it's important to sort of generate the framework for the ideas to be to broadcast. It's great that Iceva has such a large showing at EcoBuild and allowing them to sort of do this every year, and it really lets you see the level of ideas that are coming out of the university, coming out of the next generation of designers currently.
It's not just that, you know, companies like Iceva should really not be, you know, I think companies like Iceva are the exception rather than the rule in terms of, you know, they actually care. And I think it's great that they're actually sponsoring ideas from students coming out of university, because, you know, that's essentially where a lot of fresh ideas come from.
Absolutely.
And to be able to engage on that level, you know, ultimately Iceva is still a commercial company, but still, you know, they're founded on some really great principles, and it's really good to marry the two together.
Well, thanks guys for talking to me. All the best. So all the finalists are going to be live streamed, and the announcement of the top three. So this is the Trent Bank entry, and take a look at it and place your votes, because if you place your vote, you may win an iPad.